In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Gospel of the fourth Sunday of Baba is about the story of the Lord raising the son of the widow of Nain from the dead. And in the story, we notice something, that the Lord, when he approached the group or the people were carrying the dead man, actually he went and he touched the coffin. He doesn't have to do this. He can say a word and then he can raise this man from the dead from afar off. Why did the Lord choose to go and touch him? According to the law of Moses, if you touch a dead person, you are to be called unclean for a week and you cannot go into the holies. You cannot come with anything to the house of the Lord until you offer a sacrifice and then you will be like cleansed. But the Lord here, he did it in a way to teach us something. He came and he touched the coffin in order to tell us and let us know what does the hand of God can do. By touching the dead person, of course, nobody can make the Lord defiled, God forbids, but he can raise the dead from the state of death that they are in. Sometimes we hesitate to come to him because we feel like we cannot touch the holies. We cannot partake the communion. We are so defiled in our own minds to approach the sanctuary or coming and partake of the mysteries. My brethren, we cannot make him unclean. He will make us clean when we trust him and we come with our uncleanness. He will be able to transform us. So the hand of the Lord, first of all, it raises the dead. Trust that he can do this, even if you are a dead person spiritually, coming to him with trust and faith, he will be able to raise you from the dead. What else does the hand of the Lord can do? And always look at the wording, the finger of God or touch. The hand of the Lord also teaches and guides. We read this in the book of Exodus. And when he had made an end of speaking with him, speaking about God speaking with Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave Moses two tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone written with the finger of God. God does not have a finger, he is a spirit. But why the Lord says it was written, actually engraved on the tablets with the finger of God? It also to make us have this link between us and him. We imagine him and he makes himself known to us, not only by making visions or speaking to the people from on high where we cannot see him, but by even engraving on the tablets with his fingers in order to let us know how much he's alive, how much he wants us to be touched by him. The hand of the Lord, as much as it raises the dead, it also guides and teaches. And those people who trust in God will always be guided by him. If you come to him as a dead person spiritually, first of all, he will raise you from the dead. Then, if even your heart is like the stone, like nothing can come alive from this heart, he will be able, if you give it to his hand, to engrave over your heart, even if it is a stone, the word of God. He will be able to teach and guide and write something of value over your stony heart. Not only the hand of God raises the dead, teaches and guides, but also it heals and encourages. We read this in the Gospel of St. Matthew. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, speaking about the leper who came to him asking for healing, saying, "I am willing, be cleansed." Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Again, the same setup. According to the law of Moses, if you touch a leper person, you will be also labeled as unclean. And you should be like separated from the group and will be watched until the signs of leprosy might be manifested on your body. The Lord made it very clear that only he did not only like heal this man from a distance, but he touched him. Why? He is not only healing him physically, but also is healing him spiritually and emotionally. Those people who are separated because of their sins and labeled as unclean, all of those lepers people, they are not in need only to be cleansed from their physical infirmity, but also to be restored back, to be given back like their dignity to be accepted by the people. This is exactly what the Lord did. He touched this person to give him healing and also to give him confidence. You are accepted. If you come to me, I can cleanse you. Never hesitate how much you are in sin, how much you went afar from him. If you come to him even like this man with the signs of sins manifested in his body, he will be able with the work of his hand to heal and encourage us. He will always support us. If you really go with him with a steadfast heart, you can feel him tapping on your shoulder, encouraging you to go on and continue your striving, because you will be rewarded and nothing will be forgotten for all what you are enduring for his sake. The hand of the Lord also reveals and exposes. We read in the Gospel of St. John the story of the adulterous woman who was caught in adultery. The people brought her in front of the Lord in order for him to condemn her so they can go and stone her. They judged her that she is worthy to be stoned to death. And the Lord did something very strange. We read that, but Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger. The same finger that wrote on the tablets about do not commit adultery, in the same here situation, writing on the ground the sin of the people who are coming to condemn this woman and rebuke her and judge her, and they are as sinners as her. Every time you judge someone in your mind, you find your tongue speaking judgment and throwing judgment over people. Imagine the Lord stooping down and writing on the ground your sins. If you are better than those people whom you are judging, if you are in a state higher than those people whom you categorize as unclean, they are worthy to be stoned, remember the finger of God writing on the ground your sins. This might make us to feel like, whom I am to judge any person. The same hands that wrote the commandment also teaching us in this text not to judge the people. We are not judges. We should not be blaming God's. It is up to him to write judgment on whoever and to justify whom he ever wants to justify. The hands of the Lord also, it judges and condemns. A nice story in the book of Daniel chapter 5 about King Belshazzar. This man, he was an evil king, and in one night he made a feast. And then he invited all the people in his kingdom to come and celebrate. And what happened, he went after he drank and became drunk, that he started to despise the God of Israel. And he asked that the people will bring the vessels brought from Israel in order to drink wine in the same vessels that is consecrated for the service of the God of Israel. So after he started to mock God of Israel by doing this, we read what happened. In the same hour, the fingers of a man's hand appeared and wrote opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Hand came from nowhere, and it wrote on the wall something in a language that he could not understand. It wrote actually, "Mana mana takil ufarsin." And this needed that he would counsel Daniel, the prophet, in order to make him understand. What was written meant, it's time for you now to be judged. God now will return upon you what you were doing. So the hands of the Lord, as much as it encourages and heals and restores back those who are broken, it also judges and condemns those who despise him. If you go to a place where God is not glorified in it, if you start sharing the people in all of these deeds of darkness, being drunk and sharing in all of this uncleanness, imagine the hand of the Lord writing on the wall. This might be the hour where you are going to be judged and condemned. Do not underestimate the hand of God. Yes, we see it. It do everything with the same power. It encourages and heals, and also it condemns and judges those people who despise him. If we exalt God in our life, he will write to teach. He will restore us. He will heal us. He will raise us from the dead. If we despise him, if we underestimate him, then his hand will reveal us, will expose us, and also will judge and condemn us. Also, the hand of God, we read that it punishes evildoers. When God started to bring the plagues upon Egypt, we read that then the magicians in the book of Exodus said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. When they saw this, it was actually the plague of lice infesting every part in Egypt. They said, this is the finger of God. Now God's wrath is bringing his judgment and punishment over the evil people of Egypt at that time. They understood this is the finger of God. The people who are sensitive to see the finger of God working and the hand of God working, when something happened to them, sometimes they look back and see, where is my responsibility for this? Maybe this is the finger of God judging me. Maybe I need to change because I was led astray by the tempter. Maybe something needs to be corrected in my life. Sometimes we look to God when things are not going well and we start rebuking him and judging his wisdom and ability to manage the world. Where is God? How God allows this to happen to us? Maybe this is the finger of God punishing and correcting us because we were living and doing evil. My brethren, the hand of God is able to do everything with the same might. It is able to raise the dead, teaches and guides, heals and encourages, reveals and exposes, judges and condemns, also banishing the evildoers. Trust in the hand of God, and he will be delivering you from all what might be facing you and confronting you. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.